Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Mike Daniels back on the show. Mike's become a very valuable member of our Brain Trust. He's the former chairman of Network Solutions back when Network Solutions became the first organization after the government to govern the internet. And he's had a great position in the history of the internet, and he and Robert Beister chronicled that in their new book Names, Numbers, and Network Solutions and the Monetization of the Internet. That's books available wherever books are sold, and I'm glad to say that we found Mike and he's here to share some history with us and some future too. Mike Daniels, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Great to be with you.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Mike, you got big doings going on in D.C. this week. On Thursday, you're going to be at the American Enterprise Institute, along with some other experts, talking about a number of things with regard to the Internet, including security and that sort of thing. But your panel is in the morning, and I'd like for you to tell the audience what's going to be going on at that panel.
Sure, Jim. This one's going to be a major conference in Washington focused on cybersecurity, the problems, what the U.S. government position is, and what we can do about it. And that panel is going to be General Mike Hayden, who was a former head of the CIA and NSA, and Chairman Mike Rogers, who's currently the head of the House Intelligence Committee.
And so what are you guys going to debate?
We're basically going to talk about, where do we go after Edward Snowden, who was obviously the person who revealed all the NSA secrets and everything everybody's read in the press. So we're going to talk about what is the current United States government position and policy, what are we trying to do, what are the major threats, where are they coming from, China, Russia, Iran, and how in the world... All of the above, yeah, all of the above, Jim.
Yeah.
So we're going to have that whole discussion that morning.
And so... What do you think, as you look back from your perspective, long taproot in this topic? When you look back, what do you think where did we go wrong? What have we done? Have we been naive? Have we been lazy? Have they outsmarted us? Have they out-teched us? What do you think, the bad guys?
That's a great question, Jim. I think primarily what's happened is the espionage, and that's what it is. I'll call it internet espionage, has been directed against the United States government itself to try to get as much of our military data and secrets out of us. And it's also been directed against U.S. businesses to try to steal our intellectual property.
Right.
And it's also been directed by criminal elements to try to get money out of people's bank accounts.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been basically multi, if not, it's been very much a tiered approach to try to penetrate all of our data and get everything that people could use that are our enemies out there.
It's financial. It's
military.
It's military. It's defense related. I mean, there's so many things. So, but answer my question: have we been naive? Have we been lazy? Have we not been as smart as them? What do you think?
Because
we've lost a lot, haven't we?
We've lost hundreds of billions of dollars of intellectual property. They've stolen designs. They've stolen manufacturing concepts. Airplane copies, everything you can imagine over the internet. I think that what the issue is, Jim, and the answer to your question is, we've been naive in the United States government.
Mm-hmm.
We've been naive in the private sector. We have not been ready for what I call, and we've had no strategy, I'll call it the U.S. Global strategy for a digital age. We've not understood what all this means.
We probably didn't realize... I don't know. Do you think we actually didn't realize what we had that was so valuable? Maybe these things are so second nature to us that if we want it, we just build it, and we think about building things more than most other countries do. do you think we just sort of assumed that you know, I don't know, we just didn't place as much importance in putting a fence around it?
I think that's right, Jim, and I think everybody should think about what I just said in terms of the digital age globally. Mm-hmm. You know, we tended to lock all of our papers up and our designs mm-hmm. and our secrets yep. in a safe or something like that. We're in a different world. We're in a digital age mm-hmm. where everything is online, and that's how people have penetrated us, and we were naive in thinking that either they couldn't do that, we were protected enough, which we weren't.
While our guards were posted outside the buildings, the doors were wide open into our computers, weren't they?
100%.
Yeah, that's a real incredible image there, isn't it, folks? The paradox of that. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Mike to help us understand net neutrality, which is not an easy topic. Mike Daniels and I will be right back. Stay with us.
If you are a
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.